A Treasure of a Garden. Colorado's Weld County, which is located in the north-central portion of the state, is a vast expanse of farm and grassland. It is dissected by the South Platte River and its tributaries, and dotted with towns and cities, mostly on its western edge. Master gardeners living in one such town, Windsor, were looking for a local garden where they could complete their required service hours, but nothing was available locally. Colorado Master Gardener Bill Pratt says he and fellow gardeners put the ball in motion for a local project.
Pretty much the volunteer opportunities that we had were in Greeley, you know, planting the downtown displays and that sort of thing, and going to the Greeley Farmers Market and doing everything in Greeley. The second year, I had an apprentice who also lives here in Windsor, and she and I kind of put our heads together and said, you know, why are we driving to Greeley all the time? Let's get something going here in Windsor. So we started talking about what to do and what form this was going to take. One thing led to another, and we got to talking with the extension agent.
Pratt began brainstorming with Carrie Shimada, a Colorado State University extension agent for Weld County, and they settled on the idea of a demonstration garden. The Windsor Parks, Recreation, and Culture Department approved the idea and proposed the use of a vacant field that was once farmed. The one-acre site is adjacent to the much-traveled Poudre River Trail and has good access to non-potable water. In addition to donating the land, the town of Windsor provides and maintains the garden's water supply and irrigation infrastructure. It also provides wood mulch, topsoil, trees, garden signage, and an annual budget of up to $1,000 for purchasing materials, equipment, and plants. But Bill Pratt says the garden started out with very minimal resources.
We kind of got to the point where, okay, we've got the go-ahead to do this, but we don't have any money, we don't have any resources of any kind. What are we going to do? And the first idea we came up with, let's buy a few packets of wildflower seeds and see if we can make it pretty that way.
In 5 growing seasons, the garden has grown and now includes many flower varieties, a vegetable garden, benches, other landscaping materials, and much more. Colorado Master Gardener volunteers and other community volunteers, who collectively call themselves the Diggers, provide the vision, planning, labor, and expertise needed for cultivating and maintaining the garden. It has become a beloved community staple that attracts many volunteers who are not logging hours for their Master Gardener certification. Sunita Naronha is one such volunteer who is always eager for the garden to open for the season.
Come the end of winter, I just can't wait for April. I'm kind of counting down, you know, when can I get out there? It's really not about the gardening. It's more about the friendships you cultivate when you come out here.
She is not the only person who enjoys trading tools, seeds, and friendly barbs with her fellow volunteers. Lighthearted banter is as prevalent as flower varieties.
You've placed the rocks well, because I've been climbing all over them and none of them have tumbled.
They haven't tumbled?
Tumbled out.
Yeah, well, you only weigh 83 pounds.
No, not really. Well, I weigh 83, but I don't.
The ones I placed for Paul that were designed to fall and fail.
See, I've been putting up with this, and I haven't said anything bad about him.
Yeah, and you didn't start it either.
Paul, you have shown a lot of restraint.
Thank you.
Whose side are you on?
The garden donates 100% of the food it grows in its vegetable garden to the Windsor Food Pantry. More than 2,300 pounds in 2011 alone. Each year, Diggers sell iris bulbs during an iris grab and pumpkins to local businesses. Revenues from these efforts are reinvested into the garden. The volunteers also share gardening lessons with community members, and Bill Pratt says interacting with them keeps him going during long days in the garden.
It's a lot of hard work, don't get me wrong, but I tell people who walk by or ride by on the bike path, you know, we're just hot and sweaty and we've been here for 5 hours and we're hungry and we're thirsty and we want to go home. And somebody stops and says, oh, what a beautiful garden. I love coming by here. I come by here once a week. I love to watch it change. And after a comment like that, I'm good for another couple of hours.
For Colorado State University Extension, I'm Kyle Garrett.